Audition script for On Second Thought, New Canaan Boys, Book 1. I step out again and kick the dirt as more of the dry red dust puffs into the air, spraying around me and causing me to cough and wheeze. A flat tire on a country road, and I'm a young woman, alone, in a new town where I don't know a single person other than my new boss, who I am most definitely not calling. I'm pretty sure this is the opening scene of at least 20 horror movies. I throw my hands onto my head and do the only rational thing left. I scream at the loudest possible decibel I can, at full volume. I bend at my waist and unload weeks of stress, fear, rage, maybe a little grief. I curse a string of unintelligible words, trying to think of every single profane word I can, probably looking completely unhinged and like I've lost my mind on the side of the road. Thank God no one has driven past. A car door slams behind me, echoing in the silence. The sound snaps through my body like a wire. So much for no one. Looks like you might be able to use some help. A deep voice, close now. I jerk upright and smack my head on the side mirror in the process of doing so, and stumble backwards, clutching my skull. As I lean into my hand, a thought flashes bright and ridiculous through my mind. This is it. This is unquestionably a serial killer behind me, and this is how my sad little life will end. At least now my misery is over, I think to myself, sardonically and darkly. Strong hands catch my wrist, steadying me as I sway dizzily. Warm hands. Strong hands. Whoa, the voice says. Easy, it's okay, I've got you. Breathe. The stranger's voice is soothing. The hum of their voice is laced with gravelly undertones, touched with a slightly southern drawl that softens the edges of every word, rounding them together into one another. It slips around his deep voice naturally, like warm honey over sandpaper. It's the kind of voice that makes the request to breathe sound like a promise instead of an instruction. I breathe, mostly because that voice leaves me no room not to. I catch the scent of coffee, cinnamon, and pine, which is insane. I've definitely lost my sanity, because I'm being held by a potential murderer and thinking he smells like a fucking Christmas morning. The dizziness eases. The pain settles into a tingle. The ground feels steady again. The breathing helps me regain my composure, and I shake my head to clear the remaining wisps of unsteadiness. I turn to face the stranger that has grounded me, and I blink, focus clearing, ready to meet my killer with the crooning voice of a god face on. Hey, he says gently. Hey now, don't rush. Easy. And then I see him. He may be the last face that I ever get to see, but I meet the stare of the most beautiful pools of emeralds as they dart across my face. Green eyes. Bright. Clear. Scanning my face like he is taking inventory for damage. At least he's a handsome serial killer. His eyebrows lift so high they are nearly in danger of disappearing.